Turn with us to John 3:16, if you would, please. I believe it was Paul that wrote in Corinthians that said that he feared lest that we had left the simplicity of Christ. I'm afraid in the day and time that we're living in, we're losing the simplicity of Christ and what he done for us and what he's doing and what he's going to do. Sometimes we like to fly too high and dig too deep. And while we're flying, we're missing the biggest part of the congregation. And while we're digging deep, there's nothing wrong with digging in God's word. Don't get me wrong. But while we're digging deep, those that are so simple-minded like myself are in awe at what's going on. This is one of the most familiar verses, if not the most familiar verse in God's word. I cannot remember not knowing John 3:16. I can't remember not being able to quote John 3:16. We were taught that from time we were in diapers. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. That's the gospel as simple as can be put. The simplicity of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For God. For God. Brother Howard, nobody forced God to do what he did. Think about it. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth. For his own righteousness' sake. For his own righteousness. Nobody put a gun to his head and said, you're going to have to do this to save mankind. Nobody put a knife to his throat and threatened him if he didn't do something for God, for his people, God's people. Before the foundation of the world, before the creation, before mankind ever was, God knew. And when he had made us in his likeness and in his own image, he knew, Brother Mickey, that we would fall, and we did fall. But I'm so glad, Brother Howard, that he had a lamb slain from the foundation of the world to die in my stead. God done this. Nobody else could have thought of it. We think because we're from Sand Mountain, we've heard the gospel all of our days, Lord, that we could have come up with something like this. Nobody but God could have purposed the purpose that he purposed and planned the plan that he planned to be so simple. For God so loved the world. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I'm talking about he loved me when I was unlovable, and he loves me still. He cared for me when I didn't care, and he cares for me still. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Amen. There might be one every once in a while that would die for a good man. There would be, might be none that would die for a righteous man. But God sent his son to die for a sinner like me. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He didn't just start loving us. He said he loved us with an everlasting love. Now I'll tell you, that's more than my little mind can comprehend. That he never did start loving me, he just always has. With an everlasting love. He loved us. Paul wrote and said he loved us with a great love in the book of Ephesians. Great love that he loved us with. For God so loved the world. For years it had just been his chosen people. The Jewish nation. The children of Abraham and Isaac, Jacob. The Gentile world was alienated and cast out. Ephesians said we were without God. That's a terrible position to be in. Without hope, separated from the commonwealth of Israel. For God so loved the world, there came a day. There came a day that he gathered from the north, the south, the east, the west. Young, old, rich, poor, men, women, boys, and girls. Red, yellow, black, and white. No matter what side of the track did you come from, he made a way. For God so loved the world. Oh, bless his name. I don't know about you, but there was a lot of things in school that I was left out on because I wasn't big enough to participate in. I wasn't strong enough to participate in it. But God didn't leave me out of this. He included even me. Oh, praise the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave. Don't ever forget that. He gave. For God so loved the world that he gave. Abraham was called upon in the 21st chapter of the book of Genesis to give his only son. I'll show you a mount and you offer Isaac up in the mount that I will show you. Abraham got up the next morning, called his servants, split the wood, saddled the donkeys, and started out. The third day there was Moriah, and God said, that's it. Yeah. He turned to the servants and said, y'all stay here. I and the lad will go yonder and worship. He laid the wood upon Isaac, and on the way up, Abraham had a knife and he had the fire, and Isaac had the wood, but there was something missing. And Isaac said, Father, here's the knife and here's the wood, but where is the lamb? Where's the sacrifice that we're going to offer? No wonder he is called the father of faith. And Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb. He got to the mount. Abraham built the altar, laid the wood in order, bound Isaac and put him on the altar, and would have sacrificed his son. He drew the knife back, and the angel proclaimed, Abraham, Abraham, stop. I've seen your faith. I've seen your faith. And he looked, Brother Howard, and there was a ram, not the lamb. There was the ram that was caught in the thicket that he offered up for the sacrifice. But 2,000 years later, for God so loved the world that he gave. Abraham was willing. He would have. But God stopped him short of sacrificing his son, knowing that one day on Mount Calvary, he would offer up his only begotten son as a supreme sacrifice for sin. God gave more than you and I will ever be able to comprehend and understand. He gave, he gave, he gave. Oh, praise the Lord. If it had been my son in the garden when he prayed, Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me, I'd have called it quits right there and pulled the plug. But God gave. Amen. God gave.
Yeah.
If it had been my son in Pilate's hall when they were smiting him, spitting upon him, plucking the beard on his face, tying him to the whipping post and whipping him with a cat of nine tails, ripping his back. I'd have called her quits.
Yeah.
Y'all on your own now. Yeah. This is my son. But God gave.
Yeah.
He gave.
You're right,
brother. He gave. God made him sin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Who knew no sin, that we, world, might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but that blows my mind.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't understand it. But he gave.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
He gave.
Amen.
They nailed him to a tree and he gave.
Yeah.
He heard the cries and he gave.
Amen.
He gave. He gave.
Yeah.
I could not have stood by and listened when my son cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" For God, that's the reason. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
He bowed his head. He said, "It's finished." He gave up the ghost. He died, and God gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, well, that takes in a lot of territory now. Whosoever, that's me and that's you and that's them folks I was talking about a while ago, everybody. Whosoever, I think there's a song that says, "Whosoever meaneth me."
Yeah.
There's a 10-year-old boy at Pleasant Hill, number 2, one Sunday morning. I learned what it was to be a whosoever.
Yeah.
When the gospel call came my way and the Holy Ghost knocked at my heart's door and I moved out from the pew with a step of faith, I found out in an altar of repentance, Brother Howard, what it was to be a whosoever will.
Amen.
Whosoever will. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, but there's a stipulation here that you gotta, whosoever believeth.
Yeah.
Believeth in him.
Yeah. Amen.
Whosoever believeth in him.
Bless.
When Philip preached the gospel, preached Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch.
Yeah.
And they came to the body of water and he said, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?"
Yeah. Right.
And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest."
Yeah.
I'll put a plug in here and you do with it what you want to do. Apart from the King James Bible, most other versions leave that out. They refuse to put that in there. If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. That's important scripture. Important scripture. I'm not talking about an intellectual belief, a man-made belief. But I'm talking about believing with your heart.
Yeah.
Believing unto salvation.
Yeah.
With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I hope you didn't take somebody's word for your salvation. I hope you got a witness. Ain't nothing like God putting his arms around me, even at my lowest. Brother William been saying, you're mine. You're mine.
Thank you, Lord.
I gave my son at Calvary to die in your stead, and you're mine. And you're mine. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, not some unknown God, not some stature, not some heavenly body, not some beast, but whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's forever life, if you don't know what that is. Eternal life. Never ending life. Years ago, there's a debate in our community between two groups of people about salvation. When you get it, can you lose it? What happens if you lose it? One of the men of wisdom spoke up and he said, I've never read of any temporary salvation in the Bible. My Bible says that it's eternal salvation. It's an eternal God, an eternal Spirit, an eternal Word, his eternal Son. How could it be temporary with all these eternals in it? I'm glad I've got eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Paul asked a question, and I'm done. Who shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ? Shall the tribulation, distress, peril, sword? Paul said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him, through Christ Jesus. And I am persuaded, I hope you, I am persuaded that neither life nor death nor powers nor principalities nor angels, things present, things to come, or any other creature shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise him. It don't get no better now. It don't get no better now. Stand to your feet.